Welcome to St. John's Sermons, a podcast from St. John's Lutheran Church, North Prairie, Wisconsin, a congregation of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. We offer this podcast with the loving encouragement to use it as a supplement to your own regular reception of the Lord's gifts of forgiveness and life in word and sacrament on the Lord's Day. The Lord bless your hearing of these sermons.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It is amazing that we look for things, and later on, somebody points out to us that the thing we are looking for is right in front of our face. Today, we witness a similar occurrence take place with the disciples. The risen Lord appears to them, and they fail to recognize him. They take him for a ghost. In spite of their doubts, however, Jesus has patience with his disciples and explains everything to them so that they understand the significance of the resurrection. Furthermore, he equips them so that they will make this truth known among all nations. The risen Lord decrees that repentance and forgiveness of sin will be proclaimed to all the nations. After Jesus made his presence known, the disciples rejoiced in the living Lord. Nonetheless, in the beginning, they rejoiced only in the fact that Jesus had risen from the dead. They rejoiced in the miracle of the resurrection, but they failed to understand the significance of the resurrection of the Lord. Furthermore, they failed to understand why the Lord had died on the cross in the first place. Sadly, the disciples merely saw Jesus as a great prophet who had risen from the dead and nothing else. But the Lord, however, taught his disciples not to trust in their own reason, but in the word of God. For that reason, Jesus said, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." In addition, Jesus, on a previous occasion, told his disciples, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Lord did not introduce any new teaching when he said these words. They simply fulfilled what the prophets had foretold centuries before. After all, the prophet Isaiah foretold the sacrifice of Jesus when he said, "But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed." Jesus opened their minds so his disciples could understand the scriptures and what had been foretold about his sacrifice. When the disciples put their own reason aside and trusted in the word of God alone, everything became clear. They came to realize that the Lord died on the cross to save the world from its sin. His victory over death and the devil is everyone's victory. Before the eyes of our faith, at morning and at night, towers Christ's cross, the symbol of the love of God for our sin-torn souls. The cross never changes. Always it brings its message of peace and forgiveness, of comfort and joy. We may lose everything else in life, but clinging to our Savior, we can never lose the cross and all it has meant and still means for our life and death, for time and eternity. If the world wants to truly know Jesus Christ, they need to trust in the Bible alone to guide them. Many people say that they believe in Jesus in their own way, yet many refuse to believe in his resurrection. They say that the Easter story is nothing more than a myth. St. Paul tells us, "And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins." The Word of God reveals to us that Jesus was crucified and that he rose from the dead. Through him, we have forgiveness of sins. We rejoice because Christ's victory is our victory. The disciples finally understood the significance of Christ's resurrection when Jesus pointed them to the Scriptures. Through the risen Christ, the disciples had life and salvation. Furthermore, they had fellowship with their Lord. One of the titles that we have for Jesus is Emmanuel, which means God among us. We do not worship a God that dwells in the heavens only, but a God who is among his people. Jesus spent his ministry among the people as he performed miracles, taught, and attended social functions. Now the Lord would be among his people as he joined them for breakfast as they ate fish together. It is known that in the Hebrew culture of Jesus' time, that the act of eating together only took place among intimate friends. The disciples could consider themselves to be intimate friends of the Lord. Today we continue on with that rite of fellowship with the Lord through the Lord's Supper. He invites us to his table where we receive his body and his blood. At times, like the disciples, we are confused about the Lord. We go through many difficulties and we have our doubts. Sometimes he is right in front of us and we cannot see him because we permit the problems of this world to blur our spiritual vision. Yet the Lord does not abandon us even when we doubt. We should not trust in our own feelings, but rather trust in the Lord. He shows us through the Scriptures that he will always be present at his altar as we celebrate fellowship with him in the Lord's Supper. The resurrection of Christ was a victory for more than the 12 disciples who Jesus had chosen. In reality, the Lord's victory gives hope to the entire world. The disciples had trouble seeing beyond their own land of Palestine. Jesus, however, amplified their vision by showing them the truth of the Scriptures. These same Scriptures reveal that God's house would be called a house of prayer for all nations. All people could come to the house of God through repentance and the forgiveness of sins. The people of Jesus' time needed to repent of their self-centered ways and return to God. They were living for the riches of the world. Furthermore, many people worshiped false gods that could not bring them salvation. Yet the one true God gave them hope. The disciples preached repentance to the people so that they would turn from their evil ways and return to the one true God. Having repented of their sins, they would then receive the forgiveness of sins. Now all people could enter his kingdom through repentance and forgiveness of sins. The church is founded on this message of repentance and forgiveness of sins. That message demonstrates Jesus is risen, for without the resurrection, there is no forgiveness. As the Lord pointed his disciples toward the Scriptures, the church likewise points the world toward the truth of the Holy Scriptures. The Scriptures reveal that Jesus' resurrection from the dead gives the entire world life and salvation. Jesus promises, "Whoever believes in me will never die." God desires that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. As Christ Church, we proclaim this truth to the entire world. The joy of Christ's resurrection is not just for us, but for all people. The people do not have to search for the risen Lord, wondering where he may be found. He is present today at his altar as he tells us, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Take, drink, this is my blood shed for you for the remission of sins." Jesus is also present today at the baptismal font as Noah Robert Lietzau was brought to the waters of holy baptism. The risen Lord desires to have fellowship with all people. The Lord bless our fellowship that we have with him at his altar and in our baptisms. The Lord also bless our mission here at St. John's as we proclaim repentance and forgiveness of sins to all the nations. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
This podcast is a service of St. John's Lutheran Church in North Prairie, Wisconsin. For more information, including location, service times, and links to other Lutheran agencies, please visit our website at www.stjohnsnp.org. That's www.stjohnsnp.org. Theme music performed by Mr. Philip Magnus.